Hi, welcome back to the show. I'm joined now by David Buick, senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. Welcome to the show.
Craig, good morning. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
So just to kick things off, we're going to have a quick look at the banks, the kind of the three.
I think we've had some interesting news this week. They all sound like different stories, but they actually dovetail quite well. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was last Thursday or Friday when HSBC suddenly let it be known that they want a smaller, simpler bank, and that they would probably be exiting from Brazil and from Turkey. And after due length of time and look, they'll probably ease out of some other emerging markets. That goes to tell us a couple of things, I think, Craig. First and foremost, the cost of regulation is going to be prohibitive.
Yep.
And unless you have control, and one of the things I think Stuart Gulliver was criticized for, and probably correctly so, not him as an individual, but the management were not on top of their game. And there were things sliding under the wire that shouldn't have been. So they've obviously looked at countries where it is difficult to stay on top of the game. Brazil's economy looks dodgy anyway for a bit. And Turkey is, again, a political hotbed. And they're probably going to ease out of that. Then there was some chat that they'd probably pack their bags and go back to Hong Kong. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think they have to.
Well, they keep threatening.
I don't think so. I mean, it's easier just to reappropriate your capital to other parts of the world if the European Union, whose handling of the regulation, in my opinion, is appalling, because they're trying to put the regulation on all countries when the culture is completely different from wherever you work. Secondly, we came up with a little, which I thought was a shocking piece of PR. The Prime Minister, Los Desperados, with George Osborne flogging £4 million worth of shares in Lloyds Bank out of the £9 million that were going on offer as a result of the budget statement in March at a 5% discount, maximum 210,000 quid, minimum £250.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's all right. But the fact remains is there are still outstanding problems with Lloyds. We know that they've paid the most in PPI, which is £11 billion back to their clients out of the 24, which for one bank is colossal.
Yeah.
And we don't know whether there are going to be other problems and issues with mortgages. So would I be rushing to my broker to saying, fill my boots up? I think there are going to be more exciting sectors to be investing in than in banking in the immediate thing. And the price movement yesterday, 78.825p to 79p, not exactly rock and roll territory, is it?
Well, I mean, on a kind of a broader picture, I personally feel like one of the great shames of the crisis in terms of what happened to the banks is that we didn't have an emergence of competing banks. You know, we saw in the US after 2008, there was a surge in smaller competing banks within the sector, and they're providing different services and that kind of thing. Whereas in the UK, we've kind of got this fear of big banks, but at the same time, they're bound together. You can't split them up because they have, at the same time as saying that you ought to have a break with the big banks, you're increasing all the time these regulatory requirements. And so they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. And you can never have a new kind of entry into the market. You can never have, you know, Virgin Money shaking things up. You can never have a new kind of thing. Because at the same time as trying to foster competition, they're hiking regulatory requirements. And so you're always going to have this concentration.
This is the problem. I mean, we've seen a couple of what I call minnows, without being disrespectful, Metrobank, which is likely to go public next year for £1 billion, so they say, Aldermore and Shawbrook. They have roles in the marketplace, but they're not actually going to say, come on, son, to the likes of HSBC, Lloyds and Royal Bank of Scotland, I'm going to take you on. Because you're not.
They can't afford to play the game. The barriers of entry to your heart.
And I just finally say that this isn't confined to the UK only, because I know we haven't got much time. Deutsche Bank served notice yesterday.
Postbank.
And they've got 1,100 branches. And they're saying, see ya, we paid 6 billion euros for it back in 2007. They want to divest themselves in the next 18 months and then split Deutsche into investment banking and what I call corporate banking. So again, that's telling you the cost of regulation is prohibitive.
Yeah. I think we can move on to a kind of different flavour of bank. We had some slightly concerning, well, cause concern from ECB Vice President Victor Constantia yesterday. And the statement, which is probably true, that a Greek default does not necessarily mean a Greek exit from the Eurozone, which is troubled markets.
Well, yes, but it's what worries me terribly is the basic facts. The basic facts, as we've discussed a million and one times, not you and I, but the market have, you know, that 11 million people who owe 240 billion euros worth of money or debt, who refuse to collect tax properly, refuse to sell assets properly, have very little industry, business and commerce, get real. You can't service that debt. But so to even talk nonsense that you can is utterly ridiculous, and have Varoufakis and Tsipras running all over the world seeing Uncle Vlad and talking to the Chinese and robbing Peter to pay Paul to just pay off the next set of debt. Get real.
But spare a thought for the actual honest Greek businessman, because it's a terrifying environment at the moment. You've had, you know, yesterday when Tsipras signed the bill that allowed kind of a plundering of municipal funds, of that kind of thing. If you've got any concern about property rights, now's a terrifying time. And if you're a saver, that rare thing, a Greek saver, you're going to see, if they bring back the drachma, they're going to inflate their way out of debt, and you're going to get destroyed.
They're going to get killed.
Yes,
yeah. I am very much on the side of the Greek people. Don't get me wrong. I think Greece is not a country to live in. It's awful. But the fact remains is that if Chancellor Merkel or anybody else thinks that Greece is in a position in the next 50 years to get into line as regards the fiscal criteria, dream on. It's not going to happen. So they have to find a way of either, as the expression goes, swallowing it and let it be done and give them 100 years to do it, or say, see you later and we'll help you out over the next 5 years. Taking your point into account that a 40% drop in the value of the drachma would seriously damage a lot of people. But on the other side of the coin, all they've got is sunshine, agriculture, and tourism. And I think in 5 years' time, Greece would look an entirely different place.
Yeah. And just quickly to wrap up, to flip between subjects, we can go across to Tesco, just a quick wrap up of what to expect.
Well, I think tomorrow, what surprised us all was two things: that the size of the write down tomorrow is likely to be 5 billion. That's 43 supermarkets being closed and 49 initiatives that were going to take place being dropped. And the cost is colossal, plus the hole in the pension fund. And Tesco is probably going to have to pay £250 million a year for the next goodness knows how many years to right that. What I was pleased with was the reaction of the market, is that since Dave Lewis is very, very straight, as you see him, which meant completely transparent, the market hit him for 2.5%. Shares were down less than 1% yesterday, and I think that says a lot.
Well, there's quite an interesting positive note out from HSBC yesterday about, you know, reasons not to be completely bearish on Tesco.
Absolutely.
You've got the three things. You've got their sheer purchasing power. You know, if Aldi, you know, people get excited about Aldi and Lidl going in to fight them. Aldi and Lidl aren't, again, they're not playing the same game. They can't, they just,
they don't have the economies of scale.
And they don't have the infrastructure, they don't have the network, and they just,
whatever anybody says, and you so rightly pointed out, Craig, I know we have to go, Tesco still have 28% of the market.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. £1 in every eight spent, isn't it?
Yeah.
On High Street.
Well, David Buick, senior market commentator for Panmure Gordon, thank you for coming on the show.
Great pleasure, Craig. Good to see you.
And thank you. Thank you very much. And we'll see you straight after the break. Thank you.